We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I am pretty far west. I have no idea what the actual mileage is, but I'm in Minnesota, where it's only 9 a.m., the miracle of time travel. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm fantastic. And if you had to add it up, you would get it wrong. So don't even throw numbers out there, brother.
All right. Now I'm going to guess, just because you dared me. I got it at 1,100 miles from D.C. to Minnesota. Do you guys have internet? Is Landfill able to track that down today?
I can check it out right now.
I can check you with the driving or flying.
Give me the date where you are. I mean, the address where you are.
Do you want driving or flying?
I think flying. I want direct, like, no, as the crow flies mileage.
I want the address where you are.
The exact address? I'm in Minnesota, dude. I'm at the Vikings practice facility.
Okay,
basically.
Vikings practice facility.
I'm in Egan, Minnesota. E-G-A-N. I bet it's about 1,100 miles. That's my gut feel.
Egan, bam.
What do you got? 1,100 is the guess.
If I go to Twin Cities Orthopedic Vikings Practice Facility.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking at Twin Cities Orthopedics right now.
It tells me right now, go now. I'm on, 1,106 miles.
Dude, I nailed that. Wow. I don't know that I've ever been more accurate at anything in my life.
Yeah. You were close. You were close. You got it.
Dude, that's a A-plus effort. Wow. Landfill, you got to be stunned by that, right?
Hell yeah.
I'm impressed.
No,
that was a total guess, too. I didn't look it up.
It was a guess. He didn't have to add up anything.
That's true. There was no math involved.
If he had to add up stuff, he would have missed that way off.
Right, yeah. You know who else missed things way off? The Los Angeles Lakers, man.
Yeah, man.
I think you can look at the Lakers a couple different ways, depending what you want to do. But for them to go on this magical run, because they were playing team. Dude, at the All-Star break, they looked shot. And then, you know, you trade away Westbrook and you get Rui, and they made some really good moves down the stretch. But, gosh, they do not belong with the Nuggets. And maybe the Nuggets are just a wagon and they're going to beat whoever comes out of the East and we'll kind of forget about this. But what an anticlimactic series, dude.
Well, as I said before, I felt the Lakers win if Anthony Davis have great games every game. And I think LeBron had a terrific game last night, but it shows you his limitations as far as being able to play a whole basketball game. He had 23 points in the first quarter. Ended up with 40. You know, and you can see early on it was LeBron going with nobody else getting involved. Like he in his younger days, he can go, but he got everybody involved. You know, and then they come along with him. And then at the end, he's not trying to get it done by himself. You watch Jokic, the way he plays, he's getting his, but he's facilitating, which gets everybody into a rhythm, into a feel. You know, I just felt that when
See that Jamal Murray averaged like 32 a game in this series?
I know.
I thought it was something
the
crazy.
The one night he went off, he had 23 and a quarter or whatever. But I just felt that when LeBron started off like he did, I was like, I don't think he has enough to carry it the whole way. And then down the stretch, you saw other guys making a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I don't know what – I didn't mean to look at Anthony Davis' stats from last night, but he seems to wither as the game goes on when it's in a big, big moment.
Yeah, he really does. And it almost felt to me a little bit like the Lakers had a good lead at halftime. I think they were even leading when the fourth quarter started. And it was like they just didn't want to fight anymore, kind of. They're like, you know, I mean, they're like, man, we got to win four straight. We're probably not going to do it. It just felt like this little bit of inevitability they were going to lose, and they kind of accepted it, which is not something I would say we've really ever seen from LeBron, so it was kind of surprising. But maybe the one thing I wanted to talk to you about for sure, and I'm curious if you agree with me, because I had SportsCenter on in the hotel room this morning while I was getting ready. And I watched live LeBron's comments last night after the game. The Central Time Zone is truly elite for watching sports because just that hour difference makes a big difference. But I suppose it makes an hour of a difference.
Did Jokic average a, go ahead, triple-double?
I think he did. I think he has it, throughout the playoffs.
In this whole series for sure, though.
I mean, but LeBron in the postgame is clearly dejected, and he makes some comments about, like, yeah, man, you know, me and AD got to talk and see what's what because that team was just better than us. And I thought it was classy that he tipped his cap to the Nuggets. I don't know how you can't after getting swept.
Yeah.
But he said, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm 38. I got to figure out my future. And people are kind of running with that. Dude, he's 38. They just got swept. They just got their ass kicked, basically, in the fourth quarter. He got blocked on his way up for a game-tying basket. Murray made a hell of a play on the ball.
Yeah.
The guy's just kind of down in the dumps, man. I don't think we need to try to analyze that too much.
I think the thing about it is when you hit a certain age, you know. Do I want to – look, LeBron James can go and play an NBA basketball game anytime and perform. But does he want to dedicate himself to the offseason and getting ready to be able to do that again? I think that's more what it's about. You know, and like right now, you're absolutely right. When you finish the season, you're dejected. You know,
you're tired.
You're thinking about all the stuff out there that you possibly got to go through to get back to that point. And he also understands, I'll be older next year.
Right.
I had injuries this year. Do I want to put myself through this? You know, his goal was to wait and try to play with his son. Can I hold on that long? You know? And then the thing about it, I'll give him credit for this. LeBron does a lot of other stuff that he wants to get involved with and probably be more dedicated to. He can step away and continue moving, doing the things he's been doing. But you're right. It's just the moment at the end. Everything is wrong. I got to contemplate everything right now. But he never said, I'm going to retire.
No. Yeah. And I don't think he's going to. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he'll think about it, and he'll fight his way through it. But the way he got to where he is now will be the same thing that's going to get him through another offseason. But I'll tell you this, I don't see him going beyond two more years for sure. Maybe just a year. It's about to come to a crashing end real quick.
Yeah, eventually he's going to fall off,
yeah,
and it'll be significant. It happens to everybody. You know?
Jeff said something very smart today, and I don't know how I'm saying that together.
Wait. Right. Alert the media. Can we get some lasers?
Now that I think about it, he said LeBron is the brains. But you know what happens to
LeBron is what?
The brains of the team. You know, and he is. But you know what happened to the older person? The brain starts to move a little slower, and they don't react as quick. And I think as good as he's been as a facilitator and a brain, but he was also a locomotive. Right now, he's losing the locomotive tendencies, and the brain is not moving as quick. So I believe that he's starting to see, I was hearing about LeBron, as they did Mike. Now those talented dudes are starting to say, I'm going to cook him. And if you get in somebody like that every night, and you get to a certain age, it's hard as hell to live up to what you used to be. No matter how good you once were, it's hard to live up to it. And pride will make guys eventually say, you know what? I'll step away now before they make me have to step away.
Without looking it up, we know LeBron's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He's had just an incredible career. He's been in the NBA 20 years. There's a chance he might get to play with his son. He's had an incredible career. Without looking it up, how many rings does LeBron have?
Four.
Doesn't that – and one of them was the bubble.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound – you don't want to overstate or understate or just state. You'd think with all the records, all the accomplishments, four it seems
– he would have more.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but the thing, and that's what, for all the people that tell me how many finals he went to, I say, well, I think he should have more. But it's hard to knock it because the championships is a team thing. It's not an individual thing. If the championship was about being an individual thing, Robert Horry has what, six? Seven?
Yeah.
Robert Horry, Robert Horry rolls in and hit three-pointers for you, knock him down all day. You know, Ray Allen was Ray Allen, one of the best.
Barkley doesn't have any.
Exactly.
Malone doesn't have any.
Ray Allen is one of the best shooters ever. Does he really have it?
Robert Horry has seven rings.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Does Ray Allen have championship if the other guys aren't around him? He can shoot threes. What else did he do?
He was really dynamic when he was younger. But, yeah, no.
He was dynamic.
I agree.
Dynamic shooter. He ain't playing no defense.
But
you need a team.
I'm not knocking LeBron's career. It's just for everything he's accomplished, it just seems a little lighter than I would expect.
See, I would think he would have more championships. And the championship where he went back to Cleveland and won it.
That was the most important one.
You give him that. But the one when he went down and joined Dwayne Wade and Bosh and all that, it's like Dwayne Wade was the alpha dog on that.
Totally.
You know, so it's like, you know, his first one, he had to go somewhere and join up with people and get it. And I think that's why a lot of the battles between he and Mike. But as John Thompson always say, we are comparing at the highest level. Who gives a damn?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is and always will be MJ for me. But whatever, it's a silly debate. So we look at tonight. Heat-Celtics, you think the Heat finish this thing off? I feel like I thought the Lakers had a real chance of winning last night. I feel like the Celtics are cooked.
They should be. I don't see them winning four in a row. And as a matter of fact, based off of how it is right now, I want to see them get swept. I want to see them lose tonight so both no team has an advantage. And I want to see the team that people don't give any credit to the team that was the leader all year, go for it. Because – The Miami Heat has fought injuries all year, lost Tyler Hero. So they're the team that we look at and go, oh, yeah, they got Jimmy Butler, but they don't give Jimmy Butler the same love they give everybody else. And so that team being in the play-in, getting to where they are, is more important, I think, than any other team would have done it. But Jokic and his crew, they have been favored all year. I want to see it. And let them both sweep to get to the finals, and then let's go for it. Because Jeff asked us yesterday, did you ever find out, Jeff, has there ever been a sweep in both the East and the West to get to our finals?
I'm looking
There's
it up
no
now.
Way he found
you
that.
Still finding it?
I heard the. I
you
heard
asked
him
a question
say,
yesterday.
Yeah,
you,
I heard him say it last.
Jeff.
No, I heard him say it last night, but I forgot the number. I know it's 71. I just got to make sure the numbers before that.
Hold on. I have some facts, unlike Jeff. This is from Jimmy Shapiro, who sends me these emails yesterday. He does PR for Bet Online. The NBA, Jeff, when do you think it happened? You think this happened before in 71, you said?
He said something like that. Like seven. I think he said.
Who's he? Who's this mystery he?
The guy from the broadcast last night. My bad. I'm having a brain fart right now because
I'm stunned. But, Jeff, you do believe that this has happened before, both sweeps?
Yeah, this has happened before.
Okay, the NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals have never had both winners sweep in the same year. The closest was 2016-2017 when the Warriors swept the Spurs and the Cavs beat the Celtics 4-1. So, Jeff, do you want to reassess your statement there, bud?
Hey, I got the game taped. I know when he said it, so I'm gonna go look at. I'm going to go get it. Y'all know. I'm gonna go get it now. I'm gonna go get the
Landfill,
audio.
Landfill, are you stunned by this turn of events?
Well, that guy may be wrong too.
No,
this is his numbers. JP might be wrong.
I'm not stunned at all. And what Jeff's confusing it with is, I'm not sure that they had conference finals before 71.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's it. Like in the era of conference finals,
the ABA and the NBA were playing each other.
But B, these aren't my numbers. These are facts that.
Oh, you're just reading. You just
I can read.
Okay.
Yeah, like yeah, I don't yeah. think so, any of us doubt my ability to read. I'm
along,
not adding anything.
I'll
up.
Go along with you when you're just reading something,
yeah. Dude. The odds of a Heat and Nuggets combined sweep before each series started were 520-1.
Damn,
that's crazy, right?
That's a long shot. And
what
right
is it
now,
now?
Right now, looking like somebody's about to get paid if they bet on that. I'd take the buyout right now if I was that person.
Oh, if they offered you a buyout, you take it now.
Take it and run.
And I'm not up to speed on the hockey. Is the hockey headed towards sweeps also?
I couldn't tell you.
But think about that. Never been both sides sweep. The closest was 2016. The Warriors swept the Spurs, and the Cavs beat the Celtics 4-1. That was that the year LeBron beat the Warriors? That was an awesome year. But I don't. I think the Lakers, if they're being honest, should be kind of happy with the season they've had. They turned it around.
Yeah, and then the young people that they got on that team, and I was telling Jeff earlier about Rui. Rui plays with a serious attitude in L.A. When he was here, it's like he was didn't know if he was comfortable enough to go play. Or they had him thinking about too damn much because they started starting Rui because he was giving people fits on defense and flushing it on people.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Rui when he left Washington and went to Los Angeles, but he certainly seemed like a better player, man. Would you – I mean, I guess we'll get to it this afternoon, but it's hard for me to believe the Celtics show up tonight. So let's switch gears. I am out in Minnesota for NFL owners meetings. There is a lot going on with the NFL in terms of rules changes and everything they're doing. But I'd like to talk – a little bit about a video I just posted on my Twitter of the Vikings practice facility. Mm-hmm. Just the damn enormity of it, Brian. I'm looking at it right now. So I am recording I'm doing the broadcast today from the, I don't know what they call it, the Omni, I think they call this area Vikings Lakes. They've got these little lakes. I mean, it's Minnesota. Apparently there's 10,000 of them. There's this little lake with this really nice fancy hotel where the owners are staying at. And then the Vikings practice facility is just on the other side of the lake. They've got this field out over there, like a football. Looks like they might have soccer goals up right now with, I'm guessing, high schoolers running around out there. But I would also think OTAs might be going on today for the Vikings, mm-hmm. based on some information that I got texted to me. I think I'll be able to watch OTAs from this hotel. And if you start thinking about, you know, where this team, where the Commanders want this thing to go, where Josh Harris could develop, where fans could enjoy and partake in some of this stuff, it's really pretty interesting to see how it could all shake out. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference out here in Eagan, Minnesota, is you got land and it's significantly cheaper than it is in Fairfax or Rockville or, you know, Laurel.
They already got an area where they can build this at. They can build it right where it's at, or unless they're going to go somewhere else. But when you first start going past that facility, it looked like one of those damn data centers, didn't it?
Well, think about the size of the indoor kind of facility you need to get it done in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And that was that size. But they got fields, they got everything. It does kind of look like one of the data centers, though. Because it's like, got the big black iron fence.
And the big wall, just a wall.
Yeah, the big walls. And maybe plop one of these right there in Ashburn. You don't have to go far. Everybody can still go to Wegmans and Ashburn Pub.
I have an NBA series sweep update if you want it.
Let's do it.
All right. In 1957, in the NBA, they didn't have conference finals. They had division finals. The Boston Celtics swept the Syracuse Nationals 3-0, and the St. Louis Hawks swept the Minneapolis Lakers 3-0.
Okay, so I guess Jeff was right, just off by a number of years.
This is probably what they said last night on the broadcast. Before 1971, when they had conference championships, it did happen in a division, and Jeff could not get it together because he was twisted.
Yeah, because, Jeff, how stoned were you last night?
I was not stoned. I was a
twisted.
I was a little twisted with the guys.
What, just ball night drinking?
Oh, yeah, we just got together after a long day of work, watched the game, because, you know, that's what guys do.
Dude, I love ball night. I'm going to try to host a ball night on my back porch for a finals game now that I think.
You want me to bring the margarita machine?
Oof, I mean, JP, it's a 9:30 start.
I went home yesterday. I turned it on. So I started hanging out with the dog. Then my wife goes, I got some pork chops and steaks I want you to grill. I'm like, okay. I see what this is. So I cooked those, and then I walked back in, and I started seeing it slush up. So I was drinking margaritas by myself. Margarita, and I had mango margarita and strawberry daiquiri.
Margarita from the party was bomb.
Yes.
It was Get After It Monday, and nobody invited me. Who knew?
We invited you. You just weren't here.
I did go out for a swirl.
I put a little bit of strawberry. I swirled up.
Swirl is the move. I went out for a nice steak last night to the spot Murray's that my boy Kevin Seifert recommended. It was quite good. Very, I walked in. I thought it was closed. It was like silent. I had to ask the lady to turn the volume up on the game. But the steak was delicious. Got to hang out with my boy Jackson Mangini from IFA, the agency that reps John Allen and a bunch of other NFL players based out here in Minnesota. So cool night, but I was home in bed by like 10:15. So I did not enjoy Get After It Monday like apparently you
did. Well, I was at home in bed too, just, you know, watching the basketball game.
Update from Mike Beasley. The Stanley Cup Conference Finals could both be sweeps. Vegas is up 2-0, and the Florida Panthers are up 3-0 on the Hurricanes. So there you go. If you bet all that, God bless you. You're going to be very, very rich. Let's talk NFL owners meetings next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.